Now we come to that which is all important. This is the third. Sanctification is, first of all, positional, and that means we're to know something. That is, we're to know God's method of making the sinner the kind of person that he wants him to be. After all, justification merely declared him righteous. It removed the guilt of sin, but it did not remove the sin in the life or change him in his life. It gave him a new nature. Now, God wants him to live in the power of the new nature, and he's to know that he was buried with Christ and raised with him. Now, that power of the new nature doesn't come from the new nature, but is the Holy Spirit. Only God can save us. Only God can enable us to live for him. That is, he died 1,900 years ago, and today we're joined to the living Christ. And then we're to reckon on that. We're to count on that. You see, God saves us by faith. We're to live by faith. Now, I find today that many of us, and that includes this poor preacher, that I've trusted him for salvation. But what about today? What about tomorrow? Are we trusting him today to live for him? And that's exactly what he wants us to do. We are to reckon on it. We're to count on it. Save by faith, live by faith. Listen to him. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Verse 13. Now these are the things which are actually positional. We're to know. And second, we're to reckon on. Now we're told to yield yourselves. Now this word yield actually means to present yourself. Now the law was given to control the old nature. You're not to live by the old nature. You've got a new nature. And you're now to yield yourselves or present yourselves to God. That same as Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that you present your bodies. Same word. May I say this very carefully, friend? This is very practical. This gets right down to the nitty-gritty, right where the rubber meets the road. And the question is, have you really ever presented yourself unto Christ? Have you ever really come to the living Christ and say, I've trusted you and I've fallen, I've stumped my toe, I've fallen on my face as Simon Peter did? And the Lord Jesus said, I pray that your faith fail not. And he, my friend, is able to see us through, but you got to commit yourselves to him. This is an act of the will. And don't say you can't do it. If you're a child of God, you can do it. This is an act of your will, of a regenerated person. If you're not a child of God, of course you can't. This business of whining around like poor old Joshua, when God said to him, Israel has sinned. Deal with that which is absolutely wrong in your life. Now let's look at that for just a moment. The idea of the surrendered life or the yielded life sounds like blah to so many people. We talk about surrendering and at the same time living the victorious life, and they seem to be a contradiction of terms. But actually, the word here is the word present, and I like it much better. Neither present ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Now, the reason that most of us get into trouble is because of the fact we yield ourselves to the old nature. And by an act of the will, we can yield ourselves to do God's will through the new nature. A little girl fell out of bed one night and she began to cry. And a mother rushed into her bedroom, picked her up and put her in bed and asked her, says, honey, why did you fall out of bed? And she said, I think I stayed too close to the place where I got in. And that's the reason that a great many of us fall, my friend. It's because of the fact that we're actually yielding ourselves to the old nature. We're following the old nature. We just don't get rid of that, and that's what gets us into trouble. But we're told now, yield yourselves unto God. Just as you yield yourself to do sin, you have a new nature now. You're to yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead. You're now alive in Christ. You have a new nature. You've been born again. And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. And I think this deals with that which is specific sins, sins in the life. You and I have a new nature. Now you've been born again, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God, you're to yield your members. And I think this deals with that which is specific and particular. What's your real problem, friend? I don't know what it is. I know what mine is. What about yours? Whatever that specific thing is, yield it to God. A bad temper? Well, take that to him and talk to him about it. What about a gossipy tongue? The dear lady that was at a tongues meeting and expressed interest, the leader came to her and said to her, "Madam, would you like to speak in tongues?" And she said, "Oh my, no. I'd like to lose about 40 feet off the one I got now." Now, there are a great many folk today really need to lose a little bit of the tongue they've got. That would really be speaking in tongues, the right kind. Do you have control of it, you see? Or is this your problem? These are the things we're talking about. And by the way, in this day in which we're living, what about immorality? Sex is the big subject of the hour. My, everybody's getting in on the act today. Is that your sin? Well, you're to yield yourself to God. Your instruments is instrument of righteousness to God. And don't tell me you can't do it. You can do it through the power of the Holy Spirit.